上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主今年，在夏令会中给我们很大的恩典。
Praise the Lord for His great grace at the summer conference.
如果今年没有机会参加的话，是非常的可惜的一件事。
It is so unfortunate if you don't have a chance to attend the summer conference.
因为在网上听信息跟在现场跟弟兄姊妹在一起是完全不一样的。
It is totally different if you listen online and then you'll be present at the conference.
我记得在夏令会的时候，那个 Kenny 他曾经说，他说他把他所有的假期都花在各地与弟兄姊妹一同交通。
I remember Brother Kenny said, and then he spent all his vacation time to be gathered together with the saints in all places.
所以他的假期没有用在自己休假的事情上，而是用在各地与圣徒的交通。
He didn't spend his vacation on his, for his own pleasure, but he has a fellowship with all saints.
他把与圣徒交通的这个机会，看得比自己去休假更为宝贵。
He regard more valuable to have the fellowship with the saints in places than his own vacation.
但愿我们也都能够，更加的宝贵这样的时间。
May we all treasure the time.
我有机会去新加坡参加他们的夏令会。
I had a chance to went to Singapore to the fellowship over there.
新加坡的弟兄姊妹参加夏令会，他们要请五天假。
And then the brothers and sisters in Singapore, they have to request 5 days of their vacation time.
我们的夏令会只需要请一天的假。
You only ask from leave from work only for one day.
因为他们的夏令会是从礼拜一中午开始的。
Because their summer conference starts at noon on Monday.
所以礼拜天的早上是他们旅行的时间。
So and they start travel on Sunday morning.
Monday morning. 然后从礼拜一的中午到礼拜五的中午是他们聚会的时间。
From the noon on Monday to noon Friday, it's their gathering time.
然后礼拜五的下午，他们再回到新加坡。
And then they start back home on Friday afternoon.
所以那里的弟兄姊妹每年参加夏令会，他们要请五天的假。
Brothers and sisters, they have to ask leave from work 5 days each year.
这是我们这里的五倍多的。
That's 5 times than ours.
但是弟兄姊妹们一年一年把这个时间预备出来，在那个地方来与弟兄姊妹相聚，来听神的话语。
That's how they set up their time for the fellowship.
所以我们也能够一同来思想这件事情。如果我们每年只要请一天的假，就能够参加我们的夏令会。
Let us think about this. We can only ask one day from work and then to attend our summer conference.
因为在夏令会当中，王弟兄鼓励我们要做立位人。
Because on the summer conference, Brother Wang encourages us, we all need to be Levites.
如果我们一年当中拿出一天假期，来为着主来参加夏令会都很难的话。
If it is difficult for us to take one day leave for summer conference,
那如何做立位人呢？
And how can we to be a Levite?
所以早晨我再来，希望能够复习一下神对我们在夏令会里面所说的话。
This morning I would like to review the words that the Lord had said to us at the summer conference.
因为这一次我觉得神给我们的话语非常宝贵。
I think it's very precious that the word from the Lord.
希望我们众弟兄姊妹能够都有一点思考。
I hope we all have meditation.
而且特别为了那些没有机会去夏令会的弟兄姊妹，能够有机会来思考这个信息。
Especially for the brothers and sisters who didn't have time to the summer conference.
所以今天早上我的题目叫做一个满心相信的立位人。
My topic today will be fully persuaded to become a Levite.
好，我们一起来读一些圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
好，出埃及记32:26。
Exodus chapter 34 verse 26.
出埃及记32:26。
Exodus chapter 34 verse 26.
好，我们一起来念好。
Let's read together.
就站在营门中说，凡属耶和华的， 都要到我这里来。于是利未的子孙都到他那里聚集。
Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Whoever is for the Lord, come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered together to him.
好，我们读生命记十八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 18.
我们先读第二节。
Verse 2.
好，生命记十八章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 2.
好，我们一起来。他们在弟兄中必没有产业，耶和华是他们的产业，正如耶和华所应许他们的。
They shall have no inheritance among their countrymen. The Lord is their inheritance as he promised them.
我们再读第五节。
Verse 5.
好，一起。因为耶和华你的神从你各支派中将他拣选出来，使他和他子孙永远侍奉耶和华的名侍立。
For the Lord your God has chosen him and his sons from all your tribes to stand and serve in the name of the Lord forever.
我们再读罗马书第四章二十一到二十四节。
Book of Romans chapter 4 verse 21 to 24.
刚才大家读的声音太小了。
Please read louder.
我们大家应该每一个人都要开口来读。好，我们读第四章，我们从二十一节，希望大家都能够 开口来读。
Romans chapter 4 verse 21 to 24, please read louder.
好，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成，所以这就算为他的义，算为他义这句话，不单他写的，也是为我们将来得为义之人写的，就是我们这信神使我们主耶稣从死里复活的人。
And being fully persuaded that what he was promised he is able to also to do, wherefore also it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now it was not written on his account alone that it was reckoned to him, but on ours also, to whom believing in him, who has raised from among the dead Jesus our Lord.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节，好，大家一起来。神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子我们主耶稣一同得分。
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
好，最后我们读希伯来书十三章第五节。
Lastly, a book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5.
我们读后面一半，从那个因为主曾说开始。
好， the second half.
一起，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you and praise your grace.
让我们今天仍然能够聚在你的面前。
So we still have time to gather before you today.
主啊，我们感谢你在夏令会中向我们众人所说的话语。
We thank you speak to us during summer conference.
主啊，我们愿意再一次回到这些话语的面前。
We are willing to return to these words.
让这些话在我们的心里面能够更多的来工作。
May those words work in our hearts.
让你的话不会突然的返回。
So may your words not return.
主，我们真是愿意，主来敞开我们众人的心。
We're willing to open our hearts to you.
让神的话在我们的心，好像那个犁可以来耕种我们。
May the words of God can be plowed in our hearts.
让我们成为那个可以耕种的田地。
That is to be the field that you can work on.
好让这个田里面真是能够结出果实来。
Then this field will bear fruit.
因此，我们求你恩待我们下面的时间。
May you have grace upon the following time.
主啊，让你自己来保守这样的聚会。
And keep your gathering.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
这次在夏令会里面，王弟兄给我们的信息是要做一个利未人。
At the summer conference, Brother Wang's message is to be a Levite.
他的头一篇信息告诉我们，神要呼召我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都要做利未人。
At his first message, he says, God is calling each one of us to be a Levite.
当时在以色列人当中发生了许多的那个纷扰的事。
There was a lot of division among Israelites at the time.
因此摩西就向以色列人说，如果属耶和华的人都要到我这里来。
That Moses said to Israelites, whoever is for the Lord, come to me.
那个时候只有利未人就站到摩西的这一边。
At that time, only Levites stand to Moses.
只有利未人愿意到主的面前来。
Only the Levites are willing to be to come before the Lord.
因此他们就成为利未人。
Then,That's why they were Levite.
所以叫成为利未人的意思就是我们要站在主的那一边。
To be a Levite means we need stand by the Lord's side.
或者是我们与主的心意来联合。
Or we are united in the will of God.
今天我们在地上活着，我们活着的那个目的在哪里？
And what's the purpose for us to live on earth?
如果我们活在这个地上，我们的目的和神的目的是一致的话，
If the purpose for us to live on earth is the same as will of God,
那我们就是站在神那一边。
Then we stand on the Lord's side.
如果今天神的目的是一件事，我们活在地上还有另外一个目的的话，
If God has a purpose and we live with another purpose,
那我们不是站在神那一边。
Then we're not standing on the Lord's side.
因此我们就不是一个利未人。
Then we're not a Levite.
那我们如何能够把自己的目的放下来，以神的目的做我们的目的呢？
How can we put aside our purpose and regard God's will as ours?
因此我们要丧失自己的目的。
And then we have to lay aside. We have to lose our own purpose.
我们要放弃我们自己的意念。
We have to give away our own mind.
然后人还能够以神的意念当作人的意念。
Then we can take God's will as ours.
如果一个人肯这样做的话，
If a person is willing to do so,
一个人肯把自己的意念放下来的话，
If a person is willing to lay aside his own will,
让神的意念来高过我们的意念，
May God's will is higher than ours.
这个人他的身上会有一个经历，
And this person will have experience.
就像亚伦的杖一样，
It's like a rod of Aaron.
亚伦的杖是一个死的一个树，
And then the rod of Aaron is a dead branch.
但是有一天呢，那个亚伦的杖发生了一件事，就是它发芽了。
One day it happened to the rod of Aaron, it's budded.
不但它发了芽还长了一个花。
It's not only budded and also it has a bloom.
不但长了花苞还开了花。
It is not only has a bud and it's bloom.
不但开了花还结出了一个熟的杏子。
Not only bloom, it also bore ripe almond.
所以一个人如果能够成为一个利未人的话，
If a person become a Levite,
如果他愿意把自己的意念放下来的话，
If he is willing to put aside his own will,
神在这个人身上能够做一件荣耀的事，就是死而复活的事。
And then God will do a glorious thing, that is, will raise him from dead.
让这个人好像是死的一样，
And that this person to be like a dead.
但是却能够从里面有一个新的生命长出来。
But there will be a new life growth.
这就是利未人。
That is a that's a Levite.
这是头一天的信息。
That is the first message.
第二天，王弟兄告诉我们，利未人是要侍奉神的。
The second message, Brother Wang told us, the Levite will serve God.
每一个蒙恩得救的人都是利未人。
And then all of us who are saved by grace are Levites.
因此每一个蒙恩得救的人都应当要侍奉神的。
And then each one of us who are saved, we ought to serve God.
不管我们蒙恩得救的年日有多少，
No matter how many years we were saved,
当我们蒙恩得救的那一天开始，我们就应当来侍奉神。
On the day that we were saved, we ought to serve our Lord.
所以每一个利未人他们身上都有任务的。
Because each Levite has a responsibility.
有的人在会幕里面侍奉，
And then some they serve him at the tabernacle.
有的人在祭坛面前侍奉，
And some serve before altar.
当会幕要移动的时候，每一个人都有一个任务的。
When they move their tabernacle, they have its own responsibility.
有的人抬那个会幕的木头和他的幔子，
And some has to carry the tent and the wood.
有的人是来刚才其中的那些器具，
And then some others, and then they carry the instruments.
因此每一次他们在旷野行走的时候，利未人都是非常的忙碌的。
And then the Levites are very busy each time when they walk in the wilderness.
后来以色列人把圣殿建立起来。
And after the Israelites build up the temple.
利未人在圣殿里面，他们也侍奉。
And then the Levites served at the temple.
他们不但做歌唱的，他们起来做守门的。
And then not only they are singers, and also they are doorkeepers.
利未人的侍奉是终身的侍奉。
And the service of the Levite is to serve at their whole.
不是我今年比较有空，我今年侍奉。
It is not I have time today, I'll serve the Lord.
我明年比较忙碌，我明年不侍奉。
Oh, next year I'm busy, I'm not going to serve.
利未人的侍奉是终身的侍奉。
The service of a Levite is to serve the Lord in their lifetime.
这是王弟兄第二天的信息。
That's the second message from Brother Wang.
第三天呢，讲到利未人的产业。
And then the third message is about the inheritance of Levites.
利未人是没有产业的。
The Levites has no inheritance.
每一个十一个支派都有产业。
All the other 11 tribes has its own inheritance.
唯独利未人没有产业。
Only Levites has no inheritance.
利未人的产业就是耶和华的自己。
The inheritance of the Levite is the Lord himself.
这是什么意思呢
What does that mean?
应用在我们今天来讲，那个属灵的意义是什么呢
And then what is the spiritual meaning to us?
一个人没有产业，以神为产业，表示这个利未人在地上不是为自己而活，乃是为神而活。
If a person's inheritance is the Lord, it means this person does not live for himself, but live for the Lord.
这是利未人真正的一个属灵的目的。
That is the true purpose in a spiritual life.
他在地上活着的时候，他有一个新的目的。
When they live on earth, they have a new purpose.
这个目的是为了主自己。
This purpose is for the Lord.
这是为神的心里面的那个想法。
And this is they have thoughts for the Lord.
这样的人在地上是没有产业的。
Such person has no inheritance on earth.
换句话说，他不为这个地上的产业而活。
In another word, they will not live for the inheritance on earth.
这是王弟兄的第三篇信息。
That's the third message from Brother Wang.
那我们讲到 Kenny 的信息。
Let's talk about the message from Brother Kenny.
第一天他讲到基督徒生活有一个秘诀。
The first message he's talking about the secret of a Christian life.
这个是极为重要的一件事。
It is very important to us.
如果我们要做一个基督徒的话，我们必须要知道这个秘诀。
As a Christian, we must know the secret.
这个秘诀就是要满心相信。
The secret is we have to be fully persuaded.
弟兄姊妹，满心相信和相信是不一样的。
To be fully persuaded and then to be persuaded is different.
如果今天我告诉你
，If I tell you，
这个有一种洗发精呢是非常好的。
And there's one shampoo is good.
非常好的。
It's very good.
如果你相信的话
，If you believe，
你会去买，对吧
？You will go to buy it.
如果你买了以后，你用了以后觉得非常好。
If you after you buy and use it and then you know it's good，
你以后自己会去买。
Then later on you are going to buy it on your own。
如果你用了以后呢，一直都觉得很好。
If you use it and then you feel you prove it's good all the time，
你会叫别人去买。
Then you will tell others to go to buy。
那个时候你是满心相信。
That is you are fully persuaded。
我告诉你那个好的时候，你自己去买的时候是你相信。
If I tell you you go to buy, that means you are persuaded.
但是相信和满心相信是不一样的。
To be persuaded and to be fully persuaded is different.
所以今天我们相信神是一件事情。
And then if we trust in the Lord is one thing.
满心相信神是另外一件事情。
We be fully persuaded to trust in the Lord is another thing.
如果你今天相信了神
If you believe,God,
那如果有人说，今天如果你相信神，你在地上要受很大的损失的时候，你还要不要相信神
？If someone tell you if you believe in God and you will suffer loss on earth, do you still believe in Him？
如果有一天你面到了一个选择，如果你要继续相信神的话，你在地上的产业都要失去的时候，你还相不相信神
？If one day you have a choice, if you trust in the Lord, if you believe in the Lord, you will lose all your inheritance on earth. Will you still？
如果你在面临那个选择的时候，你就不能相信神了。
If you have faced such choices, you probably will not believe in Lord.
你就不是满心相信。
That is not fully persuaded.
所以相信和满心相信是不同的。
To be persuaded and to be fully persuaded is different.
一个人如果他满心相信一件事情
，If a person is fully persuaded in one thing,
对于那个完全不相信的人，会认为他是癫狂的。
For the person who is not believe or think this person is insane.
所以今天如果你来了美国以后呢，你相信了耶稣。
After you come to America, you believe in Jesus.
如果你真的是满心相信的话，
If you're fully persuaded believing him,
你从前的朋友呢，会觉得这个人呢，这个人有点不正常。
Your former friends will think you are abnormal.
如果你真的是这样满心相信的话，
If you are fully persuaded to believe in the Lord,
对于你从前的那些同事或者是朋友或者同学，他们会觉得你这个人有点不正常。
In the eyes of your former friends, colleagues, they will think you're mad, you're insane.
这叫做满心相信。
That is called be fully persuaded to believe.
所以当保罗在那个菲斯杜大人面前来讲耶稣的时候，
When Paul talk about Jesus before Festus,
这所以菲斯杜就说了，他说你癫狂了。
The Festus said, Paul, you are out of your mind.
那个亚基帕说呢，你这样讲呢，几乎要我做基督徒了。
And the king Agrippa told Paul, I was almost persuaded to be a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，几乎相信了是没有用的。
Always be persuaded is useless.
我们必须要满心相信。
We have to be fully persuaded.
如果我们只是相信的话，我们不一定会去做的。
If we just believe, we might not go to do.
今天我们常常在这里学习神的话。
We are often study the words of God.
我们相信神的话吗？
Do we fully persuaded
from his word?
Do we believe God's word?
我们相信是一件事，满心相信是另外一件事。
We believe is one thing. We are fully believe is another thing.
如果我们满心相信的话，我们会按照神的话去行。
If we fully believe, we will do it accordingly.
如果我们没有按照神的话去行的话，
If we do not follow and to do according to His word,
我们不能说我们是满心相信。
Then we cannot say we are fully believe.
这是第一篇 Kenny 的第一篇的信息。
That's the first message from Brother Kenny.
第二篇。
His second message.
他说如何才能够满心相信呢？
And how can we be fully persuaded?
我们为什么能够满心相信呢？
And then why we can be fully persuaded?
他说呢，有三个原因。
And he says there are three reasons.
有三件事情能够让我们知道我们能够满心相信。
There are three things can let us to be fully persuaded.
他说第一件事情呢，就是根据神的应许。
First of all, is the basis is according to God's promise.
如果神已经说了，我们才能相信。
If God has already said, so we can trust.
我们所信的是有一个根据的。
And our belief has a foundation.
那根据是神的话。
And the foundation is the words of God.
所以神已经说了，所以我们可以信。
So God said so that's why we are persuaded.
他说还有第二个原因。
The second reason.
就是神有能力。
And God is able to.
如果神没有能力，我们就不能信。
If God is not able to, then we're not able to believe.
因为我们知道神有能力。
Because we know God is able to.
因此我们能够相信。
That's why we can trust in Him.
因为神曾经对法利赛人说呢，我能够从石头当中为亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
And because the Lord has told to Pharisees, I can raise up children from stones.
这是第二个根据。
That is the second base.
还有第三个根据。
There is a third one.
就是刚才我们唱的诗歌，神是信实的。
And that is the song we just sang, God is faithful.
我们感谢神。
And praise the Lord.
在以色列历史最黑暗的时候。
At the darkest history of Israel.
就是在耶利米那个时候。
In the time of Jeremiah.
那个时候他说，我想起这些事，心里呢就有指望。我们不是消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，因为他的怜悯不是断绝，每早晨都是新的。你的诚实极其广大。
Because Jeremiah says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for His compassion never fails, and they are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness.
因此，我们相信的那个根基有三件事情：是神的应许、神的能力和神的信实。
So our trust has three bases. One is God's promise. God is able to. God is faithful.
这是 Kenny 的第二篇信息。
That's the second message from Brother Kenny.
最后一篇信息 ，Kenny 讲的，我们满心相信还有四个确据。
And then on his third message, talking about the four assurances of our belief.
第一个确据。
First of all,
没有任何事能够让基督的爱 让我们隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus.
如果我们能够充满神的爱的话，
If we have filled with the love of God,
就能够在所有的难处的面前耐心相信。
And then in all difficulties, we will be fully persuaded.
第二，他说我们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。
And the second thing is, and then all the temptation that we can bear.
如果在我们面前所遇见的试探，每一个试探都是我们所能受的。
If all the temptation that cannot overcome us,
就不能够让我们的信心动摇。
Then our faith will not be shaken.
因此我们就能满心相信。
Then we can be fully persuaded.
第三个确据。
The third assurance.
他说，在神凡事都能。
He say, in God all things are possible.
就算在人，许多事是不能的。
In people, many things are impossible.
但是在神凡事都能。
But in God all things are possible.
如果这个信心在我们的里面的话。
If we have such faith in us.
如果这个认识在我们的里面的话。
If we have such understanding.
如果我们知道在神凡事都能的话。
If we know in God all things are possible.
我们就能够满心相信。
Then we will be fully persuaded.
还有第四个确据。
And there is a fourth assurance.
神常常告诉我们，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
God often tells us, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
在历史上呢，这一句话呢，神说过好多次。
God said this many times in history.
一而再，再而三的向以色列人说。
And then he told this multiple times to Israelites.
我总不撇下你，总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
如果我们能够常常有这样的一个确据在我们心中的话，
If we have such an assurance in us,
神永远不会撇弃我们。
God will never forsake us.
永远不会丢弃我们。
He will never leave us.
我们心里面就能满心相信。
Then we will be fully persuaded to believe him.
所以我们用了二十分钟的时间呢，把六堂信息呢，把它总结在这里。
I have summarized the summer conference message in 20 minutes.
如果没有去的弟兄姊妹的话，你知道这六堂信息在讲什么。
If you didn't go to summer conference, now you know this sixth message and what it's talking about.
然后我要用下面的时间来把这六堂信息应用在我们的生活上面。
And now I will use the following time to talk about how do we apply those messages to our reality.
那我要用三个问题来思考这六篇信息。
I will use three questions to think about this the messages.
第一个问题。
First of all,
如何能够答应神的呼召来做一个利未人？
And how can we respond to the call to be a Levite?
这是第一个思考的问题。
And that's the first question for us.
弟兄姊妹们，知道利未人的意义是一件事，要答应神的呼召做利未人是另外一件事。
Brothers and sisters, to know the meaning to be a Levite is one thing, but to answer the call to be a Levite is another thing.
我们去了夏令会，听了王弟兄讲什么是利未人，我想我们都明白什么是利未人。
We went to the summer conference, Brother Wang told us what is a Levite, and then we know the meaning.
或许你没有去，刚才我们稍微这样总结一下呢，你也知道什么叫利未人。
Or you didn't go, but we just summarized, so you know what is a Levite.
所以知道利未人呢，不难的。
And then it is not difficult to understand what is a Levite.
那如何能够答应神的呼召起来做一个利未人呢？
And how can we respond to the call to be a Levite?
我们人都有自己的意念。
We have our own mind.
如何能够把自己的意念能够放下来呢？
And how can we put aside our own mind?
能够站在神的那一边呢？
And to stand on the side of God.
把自己的意念放下来是一件很难的事。
It is difficult to put aside our own will.
这是我们今天所面临的一个最大的困难。
That is the most difficult issues to us.
我们不是不知道什么叫做利未人。
It is not we don't know what is a Levite.
只是我们不能够回答那个利未人的呼召。
It is the problem is we cannot respond to the call to be a Levite.
就像那个少年人的官一样。
It is like the young ruler.
那个少年人的官来到耶稣基督的面前，要知道如何能够得到永生。
And then that rich young ruler come to the Lord and to ask, how can I enter into the eternal life?
他问耶稣说：“夫子，我当做什么事才能够得到永生呢？”
He asked the Lord, Rabbi, what can I do to receive eternal life?
所以耶稣就告诉他了。
The Lord told him.
耶稣说你要变卖你所有的。
You have to sell all you have.
要分给穷人。
Give it to the poor.
就有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
And then you will store up your treasure in heaven, and then you have to follow me.
所以少年人的官知道怎么样能够得到永生。
So this rich young man know how to receive eternal life.
但是他不能够答应这个呼召啊。
But he couldn't answer the call.
因为他里面他是有很多的财富的一个人。
Because he was very rich.
因此那个财富和永生摆在一起的时候，他没有办法把永生摆在财富上面。
When there was the wealth and the eternal life put before him, and he couldn't choose eternal life.
那个秘诀在哪里呢？
What's the secret?
他没有满心相信。
He was not fully persuaded.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是少年人观的问题了。
That is the problem of that young rich man.
他知道如何能够得到永生的。
He knew how to receive eternal life.
但他里面没有满心相信。
But he wasn't fully being persuaded.
如果他满心相信的话
，If he was fully being persuaded，
他就应该知道永生比这个地上的产业要更有价值。
He must knew.The eternal life has more value than the wealth on earth.
因此，放弃地上的产业，得到永生是有意义的。
So it is very significant to give up his wealth on earth and his eternal life.
是划算的。
It is worth it's worthwhile.
但是因为他不能满心相信。
But he was not being fully persuaded.
因此他不能够答应这个呼召。
So he couldn't answer the call.
弟兄姊妹，今天这也是我们的问题。
But sisters, this is the issue of ours.
我们不是不知道神要我们做什么事。
It is not we are not knowing what God wants us to do.
我们也不是不相信。
It is not we don't believe.
但是我们没有满心相信。
But we're not fully persuaded.
没有满心相信，就是不愿意为了我们所信的事情放下在地上我们所喜欢的东西。
And being not being fully persuaded, it is we do not want to put aside things that we believe.
为什么这个少年人不能满心相信呢？
Why this young rich man couldn't be fully persuaded?
因为他到主耶稣面前的时候，他称主耶稣说夫子。
Because when he came to the Lord, he said Rabbi.
他认为这个我们主耶稣是一个教师。
He thought our Lord is just a teacher.
这个满心相信是不能够被教导的。
Being fully persuaded cannot be taught.
今天我们能够教导你，你可以相信。
We can teach you and you can believe.
但是我们没有办法教导一个人，让他满心相信。
But we cannot teach someone to be fully persuaded.
那一个人如何能够满心相信？
How can a person be fully persuaded?
一个人要满心相信，他必须要自己遇见主。
A person who is fully be persuaded, he has to be believe in the Lord in person.
所以，当摩西在荆棘的火焰里面亲自跟主交谈以后
，So after Moses talked to the Lord in the burning bush.
这个摩西满心相信。
So Moses was fully persuaded.
他本来是不愿意的。
He wasn't willing to.
他觉得他是不可能做这件事的。
He thought he couldn't do it.
但是那一天，在那个荆棘火焰面前，他亲自听见神跟他讲话。
Before the burning bush, he heard the voice from the Lord.
因此，他那天他就满心相信了。
So that day he was fully persuaded.
他就愿意到法老的面前去见法老。
So he was willing to go before Pharaoh.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们真是需要从相信要进到满心相信。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to be persuaded to be fully persuaded.
这个从相信到满心相信是一个极困难的一件事。
It is difficult to be persuaded and to be fully persuaded.
相信是我们这个头脑里面的事。
To be persuaded is in our mind.
满心相信是我们心里面的事。
To be fully persuaded is in our heart.
从这个头脑到我们的心啊，这个过程呢，是极为困难的一件事。
And then from our mind to our heart is difficult.
我们可以在头脑里面相信数十年呢。
We can believe in our mind for decades.
那个相信从来没有办法进到我们的心里成为满心相信。
That belief has no way to come down to the heart.
因此我们就把这两篇信息连在一起。
So we put these two messages together.
第一篇信息说我们必须 要答应呼召做利未人。
The first message is we need to answer the call to be a Levite.
那 Kenny 弟兄的第一篇信息是我们需要乃信相信。
And then the first message from Brother Kenny is we need to be fully persuaded.
我们把这两篇信息摆在一起，就看到只有一个乃信相信的人能够答应神的呼召来做一个利未人。
And then put these two messages together, and now we know only the person who is fully persuaded can respond the call to be a Levite.
没有一个人他的心里面他不是满心相信的，能够答应这个做利未人的呼召。
There is no one if you are not be fully persuaded and you can answer the call.
如果你是满心相信神的话
，if you are fully be persuaded，
在这个地上没有一件事情比神的旨意更为重要。
There's nothing more important than God's will.
因此你能够答应做利未人的呼召。
That's why you can respond to the call to be a Levite.
如果我们不是满心相信的话
，If we're not being fully persuaded，
那在地上还有很多的事情呢，比神的旨意更重要。
And there's many things that are more important than God's will.
如果有很多的事情比神的旨意更为重要的话，如何能够做利未人呢
？If there are many things that are more important than God's will, then how can we to be a Levite？
因此这就是。夏令会神把这两篇信息摆在我们中间的那个目的了。
And this is the purpose that God put the two messages together.
一方面让我们知道什么是利未人。
And on the one hand, let us know what is a Levite.
另外，神告诉我们，如果我们要能够答应神的呼召来做利未人的话，我们必须要满心相信。
The other message tells us if we respond to the call to be a Levite, we have to be fully persuaded.
这是我们的第一个应用。
That is our first application.
好，第二个应用。
A second.
我们如何能够做一个终身侍奉神的人
？And how can we become, how can we serve in the Lord forever?
当然，我们都明白什么是侍奉。
We all understand what is to serve the Lord.
我们很多弟兄姊妹也都是侍奉。
And then many of us we serve our God.
我们知道在教会里面有许多事情需要我们侍奉。
We know we have there are many things that the church needs we to serve.
就像当日的这个利未人一样，他们有许多的事情他们需要侍奉。
It's like the Israelites at the time. There are many things they have to take care of.
但是利未人的侍奉呢，是终身的侍奉。
But the service of the Levite is to service forever.
不是有时间的时候侍奉。
It is when they have time they serve.
也不是不忙的时候侍奉。
It is not when they're not busy they go to serve.
他们做利未人那一天开始，他们就是终身侍奉神的人。
Since the day they are Levi, they serve the Lord in their lifetime.
所以我们看摩西，当他那一天在那个荆棘火焰面前遇见主之后。
After Moses met the Lord in the burning bush,
一直到他死的那一天
till to the day he died,
他从来没有一天停止侍奉。
He never ceased to serve the Lord.
他是一个终身侍奉神的人。
He served the Lord in his whole life.
我们看大卫也是这样。
And then so did King David.
大卫服侍他那一个世代的人，他就睡了。
And then David served the whole generation, then he fell asleep.
因此，当大卫在地上生活的时候，他没有一天不是侍奉神的人。
When David on the life on the earth, and then he served his people every day.
当保罗在大马士的路上见到了主以后
，and after Saul met the Lord in on the way to Damascus.
从那天开始，一直到他在罗马监狱死的时候。
And then from that day till to he died in the prison in Rome.
因此他没有一天停止侍奉过。
He never ceased to serve the Lord.
这是利未人的侍奉。
That is the service of a Levite.
是一个终身的侍奉。
That is to serve the Lord forever.
今天我们如何能够做利未人呢
？How can we be a Levite?
如何能够来终身的侍奉神呢
？And how do we serve God forever?
因此我们来思想这件事。
Let us to think about it.
我们对于这个侍奉呢，有一个不是完全正确的观念。
We have a mistake of to serve God.
我们总觉得侍奉呢是替神做工。
We always think when we serve the Lord and we work for the Lord.
这是我们很自然有的一个想法。
That is our natural thought.
啊，好像这些利未人刚才约柜啦，刚才竖板啦，刚才这个木幔子啦。
And then I like the Levi when they carried the ark, the woods and the instruments and the tent.
他们是替神做工。
They work for God.
我常常想觉得这就是侍奉。
And then we think that is the service.
其实不是正确的。
That is not correct.
什么叫侍奉神呢？
What is to serve God?
侍奉神呢，是让神做工。
And then to serve God is to let God work on us.
这个中间差别很大的。
And then that's a big gap.
侍奉神不是替神做工了。
We serve the Lord is we work for God.
侍奉神是让神做工了。
To serve God is to let God work.
让神在地上能够做工了。
To let God work on us.
让神在我们身上能够做工了。
Let God work on us.
让神在聚会当中能够做工了。
Let God work.In our gathering.
这个叫做侍奉神。
That is called to serve God.
所以在哥林多前书不是有这么一句话吗？
So in 1 Corinthians there was a word.
他说我们是与神同工的。
It say we are workmen of God.
啊，我们是跟神一同做工的。
We are fellow workers of God.
然后下面他说呢，你们是神所耕种的田地啊。
Then he said you are the field of God.
那这不是很清楚了吗？怎么样和神同工呢？
Now it's clear. And how do we be fellow workers with God?
他是农夫，我们是田地啊。
He is the farmer. We are the field.
怎么样与神同工呢？
Then how do we to co-work with God?
那个田地怎么和那个农夫同工呢？
And how is the field co-work with the farmer?
那个田地要让农夫做工啊。
The field has to let the farmer work on it.
那个田地没有办法替神做工的。
The field cannot work for the farmer.
农夫要做工的。
The farmer has to work.
但是那个田地要让神做工啊。
But the field has to allow the farmer to work.
我们不过是神所耕种的田地啊。
We are God's field.
所以我们要让神做工啊。
We need allow God work on us.
我们不是替神做工，我们是让神做工啊。
We don't work for God, we let God work.
这个是我们今天对侍奉上的最大的一个错误。
That is a big mistake.
我们觉得我们侍奉了就要替神做事了。
When we think we serve God, we have to work for Him.
结果没有让神做工。
And then we didn't let God work.
没有让神在我们这个田地身上做工。
We didn't let God work on us, which is the field.
结果我们能不能替神做工呢？根本不能替神做工。
Can we really work for God? No.
只有一个先让神做工的人，才有可能替神做工。
Only a person let the Lord works on him, then he can work for God.
我们是神手中的工作，在耶稣基督里面做成的，这是以弗所书告诉我们的。
And then we are God's, we're God's work, and then it's accomplished in Jesus Christ.
我们是神的手中的工作。
We are the work of God's hands.
因此我们要让神在我们身上做工。
So that we will let the Lord works on us.
那我们怎么样能够让神在我们身上做工呢？
And how can we let the Lord work on us?
你必须要相信神已经应许要在你身上做工。
And then we have to be persuaded that God has promised He will work on us.
我们要相信这个是神他在应许的。
And then we need to know God has promised.
我们要接受他的话，我们是他手中的工作。
We have to accept that we are the work of His hands.
我们要接受神在我们身上的那个应许，说他要做工在我们身上。
We have to accept the promise from God and He will work on us.
另外我们要相信神有能力在我们身上做工。
Then we have to believe that He is able to work on us.
我们能不能够相信我这个人能够被神改变呢？
Can we be fully persuaded that I can be changed by God?
我们能不能够相信神能够在我的配偶身上能够做工呢？
And then can we believe that God can work on my spouse?
你能不能相信神在教会里面在弟兄姊妹的身上能够做工呢？
And can we believe God will work on brothers and sisters at the church?
如果我们不相信神可以做工的话，
If we don't believe that God can work on it,
那我们如何侍奉他呢？
Now how can we serve him?
因为我们不过是与神同工，那我们 们是他耕种的田地啊。
We are just fellow workers and we are his field.
因此我们必须要相信这个农夫他是可以做工的。
We must be persuaded that this farmer can work.
如果没有这样的相信的话，我们不能够终身侍奉他。
Without such a belief, we cannot serve him in our whole life.
我们碰到一些困难的时候，我们就会灰心的。
We will be discouraged when difficulty comes.
哎呀，我们觉得这个人怎么这么难呢？
And we think such person is so difficult.
好像有这个人在，我没有办法服侍神呢。
I cannot serve God if this person is here.
我不能相信神能够在这个人身上做工的。
I don't believe that God can work on this person.
如果我们不是相信他能够在我们身上做工，我们就不能够终身来侍奉他。
If we don't believe God can work on this person, then we cannot serve him forever.
我们要相信这个做工的这个农夫他是信实的。
We have to believe that this farmer is faithful.
他开始了，他会做成的。
He will accomplish.
他不会半途而废的。
He will not give up in the middle of it.
虽然看见这个田地今天还没有长出什么东西来。
Even though you see this field has nothing grow.
但是这个农夫是信实的。
But this farmer is faithful.
他既然说了是他要做工的话。
He said he will work on it.
既然他是有能力做工的话。
And he's able to.
我们就相信这个农夫会做成的。
We will trust that he will finish it.
这样我们才能够终身侍奉神。
Then we can serve our God forever.
所以回答第二个问题。我们如何能够终身来侍奉神呢？
To answer the second question is how do we serve our Lord forever?
那个答案在 Kenny 弟兄的第二个信息里面。
The answer is in the second message of Brother Kenny.
所以这第二篇信息和第二篇信息是摆在一起的。
These two messages are together.
一方面告诉我们，我们需要像利未人这样终身来侍奉他。
On the one hand, it tells us we need to be like a Levite to serve our God forever.
另外一方面呢，我们需要知道，我们要相信神的应许，神的能力和神的信实。
On the other hand, we need to be fully persuaded God's promise, God's able to, and His faithfulness.
如果我们这个人在侍奉神的时候，能够站在这三个根基上面的话
，When we serve God and we can stand on this along this three pillar.
知道神的应许
，And we know God's promises.
知道神的能力
，We know He's able to.
满心相信神的信实
，And then we fully persuaded He's faithful.
我们就能终身侍奉他。
Then we can serve our Lord forever.
我们不是替神做工了
，We're not work for God.
我们是让神做工了
，We let God work.
我们是他耕种的田地
，We are His field.
因此，我们的盼望需要在这个耕种的人的身上。
Our hope is on the person, on the farmer.
我们的这个盼望不在其他的跟我们一起做田地的人的身上。
Our hope is not on other people.
今天我们常常把我们的希望摆在这个田地的上面。
And then many times our hope is on things on the field.
这个田地是神所耕种的。
But the field is the field that God works on.
我们的盼望在那个耕种的人的身上。
Our hope is it's on the planter.
他的应许。
And his promises.
他有能力。
And he's able to.
他是信实的。
And he's faithful.
如果我们能够有这样的一个坚定的相信。
If we believe in this firmly.
我们就可以终身的来侍奉他。
Then we're able to serve him forever.
弟兄姊妹，这两篇信息是合在一起看的。
Your brothers and sisters, these two messages need to be put together.
不但我们要答应神的呼召做一个利未人。
Not only we need response to the call to be a Levite.
我们要像利未人一样来终身的来侍奉神。
And we need to serve the Lord forever like Levite.
这是第二个应用。
That is the second application.
第三个应用。
The third one.
我们如何能够为神而活呢？
And then how do we live for God?
如何能够像利未人一样在地上没有产业。
And how can we, like Levi, have no inheritance on earth?
以耶和华做他的产业。
And then our inheritance is the Lord.
怎么为神而活？我想这件事情我们大家都非常的清楚啊。
It is clear to us we need to live for the Lord.
而且我相信我们很多人都会背这个哥林多后书第五章十四节和十五节。
I know many of us you can memorize the Second Corinthians.
Yeah, 第五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14, to 15.
我想一半的弟兄姊妹会背的。
And I know most of us can remember that.
原来基督的爱激励我们。
And then for the love of Christ constrain us.
因为我们想一人既替众人死，那众人就都死了。
Having judged this, that one died for all, then all have died.
并且那替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised.
这两节圣经我们都会背的。
We can memorize these two verses.
我们也常常用这两节圣经来祷告的。
We all pray with these two verses.
但是知道这节圣经是一件事啊，能够实行是另外一件事啊。
To know the verse is one thing, to practice is another thing.
我们能够实行出来吗？
Can we realize it?
我们能够像利未人一样，在地上没有自己的产业吗？
Can we be like Levi, has no inheritance on earth?
如何能够来实行这件事情呢？
And how do we apply this?
我想这有几件事情，有几个确据。
I think we need several assurances.
我们需要抓住这几件事情。
We need lay hold of those assurances.
如果我们不能抓住这几件事情，我们在地上是没有办法为神而活的。
If we don't lay hold of those assurances, then we cannot live for the Lord.
头一件事情。
First of all,
我们需要满心相信，我们永远不会与基督的爱隔绝。
We have to be fully persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
在任何一个时间里面，如果有一天我们突然怀疑神是不是爱我们的话，那个时候我们不能为神而活的。
Anytime if we doubt about the Lord, the love of the Lord, then we cannot live for Him.
我们必须要能够相信一件事，就是没有一件事情能够让神的爱与我们隔绝。
We have to believe one thing: there's nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
所以保罗说，无论是死或者是生啊。
Paul says, no, nor life nor death.
换句话说，从生一直到死和这中间所发生的一切的事物，都不能够让基督的爱与我们隔绝。
In another word, from the day of we were born to the day of we die, nothing can separate us from him.
你看这个世界多广啊，从我们生的那一天到我们死的那一天。
You can see this is so wide, and from our birthday to our death day.
啊，而且从中间所发生的一切的事物。
And then all things are happening between.
有很多的事情发生在生和死之间呢。
There's many things happen between these two times.
我们有很多的事情，刚开始的时候我们有这个学业。
At the beginning, we have to study.
然后我们会有这个工作。
Then we have to work.
然后我们有这个婚姻。
Then marriage.
然后我们有家庭。
Then family.
然后我们有儿女。
Then our children.
然后还有儿女的教育。
And then the education of our children.
有一天我们还有我们的第三代。
Then our third generation.
然后还有我们年长的父母。
And then our senior parents.
然后还有我们的健康。
And then our health.
很多很多的事情的。
Many things.
甚至等到我们后来的时候，我们要面对许多死亡的事。
And then we have to face many things related to death.
从人的出生到人的死亡中间，有许许多多的事情啊。
From our birthday to our death day, there's many things happening in between.
保罗说，没有一件事情能够让神的爱与他隔绝。
Paul says there's nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
无论是生，无论是死，没有一件事情能够让神的爱与他隔绝。
Nor life nor death can separate us.
如果有任何一件事情能够让基督的爱能够来与我们隔绝的话，我们就不能为神而活了。
If anything can separate us from the love of Christ, then we cannot live for him.
无论是天使，是掌权的，是有能的。
Nor angel, nor rulers, nor power.
不管有多大的能力。
No matter how powerful that is.
都不能让神的爱与我隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
如果今天有一个能力能够让神的爱与我隔绝的话，我就不能为神而活了。
If there is a power separate us from the love of God, then I cannot live for him.
今天我们不能为神而活，因为是在这个有一个时候呢，神的爱与我们隔绝了。
We cannot live for our Lord because there is one time, one thing separates us from the love of God.
如果神的爱没有与我们隔绝的话，我们可以为神而活的。
If we are not separate from the love of God, then we can live for Him.
无论是现在的事，或者是将来的事。
Nor things in present, nor things to come.
换句话说，在时间当中，没有一件事情是可以让基督的爱和我隔绝的。
In another time, in time, nothing can separate us.
无论是低处的，或者是高处的。
Nor depths, nor height.
换句话说，在空间里面没有一件事情是能够让神的爱与我隔绝的。
In another way, it is in space. There's nothing can separate us from the Lord.
或者是别的受造之物。
Or other creature.
没有一个人事物能够让神的爱与我们隔绝的。
No man, no thing can separate us from the love of Christ.
这是一句宝贵的话。
That is very precious to us.
弟兄姊妹，今天有什么事能够让神的爱与我们隔绝呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, is there anything can separate us from the love of God?
感谢神啊，保罗说没有，没有一件事情。
Praise the Lord, Paul says none, nothing.
如果我们能够在我们的灵里面来有抓住这个确据的话，
In spirit, if we can lay hold of this assurance,
我们可以为主而活。
We can live for our Lord.
如果我们不能够抓住这个确据的话，
We can only hold of this assurance.
我们让这些事情来隔绝神和我们中间的爱。
Those things can separate us from the love of God.
我们就不能为神而活。
Then we cannot live for God.
这是第一个确据。
That is the first assurance.
第二个确据，在我们在地上要经过许多的难处的。
The second assurance, and then we have many difficulties.
这个事情是肯定的。
That's for sure.
耶稣告诉我们的，你们在地上呢是有苦难的。
The Lord tells us there is tribulations on earth.
但是他又告诉我们，我们所受的无非是人所能受的。
But he told us what we receive is we can bear.
这是何等的宝贵。
And how precious is that?
无论我们所受的难处是什么，无非是人所能受的。
No matter what affliction it is, we can bear it all.
他不会叫我们受试探，是我们过于我们所能受的。
And then no temptation can overtake us.
而且总要为我们开一条出路，让我们能够忍受得住。
He will make a way for us to escape.
这是何等宝贵啊！
How precious is that?
我们虽然知道前面有许多的难处，
We know there is many difficulties before us.
但是我们知道都是我们所能受的。
But we know that we can bear it.
不会超过我们所能接受的能力。
It will not be beyond what we can bear.
而且会为我们开一条出路的。
And he will make a way for us to escape.
因此我们有这样的一个确据的时候，我们就能够为主而活。
When we have such assurance, then we can live for the Lord.
要不然的话，当难处临到我们的时候，我们就没办法为主而活。
And when the affliction comes, then we cannot live for the Lord.
所以这是第二个确据。
That's the second assurance.
第三个确据。
The third one.
当我们碰见难处的时候，
When there is affliction,
我们常常觉得是非常难克服的。
We think it is hard to overcome.
的确，在人这是不能的。
It is true, in man it is impossible.
我们常常碰到许多人不能够解决的事情。
And then we can encounter many things that we cannot solve.
事实上，许多许多的事都不是人所能解决的事情。
Actually, many things that we cannot solve on our own.
人所能解决的事情都是小的事情。
What we can solve the problem are the minor ones.
大的事情人都不能解决的。
And then when we face the big issue, we cannot solve it.
但是神告诉我们一句话。
But God says,
他说我是耶和华。
I am the Lord.
是凡有血气者的神。
I am God who are in flesh.
在我岂有难成的事。
Is there anything difficult to me?
这句话非常宝贵的。
This is very precious.
在神是没有难成的事的。
There is nothing impossible in God.
因此我们需要转向神。
Then we need to return to God.
然后神就会转向我们。
Then God will return to us.
当神转向我们的时候，没有一件事情是难的。
When God returns to us, nothing is impossible.
在人是不能的。
In man, it's impossible.
在神凡事都能。
In God, all things.
如果我们能够站在这句话语的上面的话，
If we can stand on this promise,
我们就能为主而活。
Then we can live for the Lord.
如果我们在许多的事情上要靠自己的能力去做的话，
In many things that we want to handle it on our own strength,
我们是不能为主而活的。
We cannot live for the Lord.
第四个确据。
The fourth assurance.
当我们遇到许多的情形的时候，
When we encounter many issues,
常常那个仇敌会跟我们说啊，
The enemy will say to us,
神丢弃你了。
Lord forsake you.
神不管你了。
He leave you here.
当我们接受这样的思想的时候呢，我们绝对不能为主而活。
When there is a such thought, we cannot live for the Lord.
因此我们必须要在主的面前呢，要站在这个根基的上面呢。
We have to stand on this foundation before the Lord.
因为神已经一再
告诉我们。
Because God has told us in multiple times.
他终不撇下你。
He will never leave us.
他也不丢弃你。
He will nor forsake you.
弟兄姊妹，我们记得当这个但以理的和他的朋友年轻人到那个巴比伦的时候。
Do you remember when Daniel and his friends went to Babylonia?
那个时候呢，他们遇见了一个很大的难处啊。
They encountered a big difficulty.
那巴比伦的王呢，就突然之间下了一个命令呢，就是当音乐响的时候呢，每一个人都要向王的金像要下拜的。
King Nebuchadnezzar had an order when there was a trumpet sound, they have to bow to the golden statue.
那如果不拜的话呢，一定要丢在那个烈火的窑中的。
If they don't worship, bow to the golden statue, they have to put in the furnace.
如果我们碰到这个情形，我们怎么处理呢？
If we encounter this, how do we handle it?
如果我们不拜金像的话，就要被丢到那个烈火的窑中啊。
If we do not worship the golden statue, we will have to be tossed to the furnace.
那我还是为主而活呢，还是为自己而活呢？
Do we live for the Lord or I live for myself?
我为主而活的话，我就会被丢到那个烈火的窑中了。
If I live for the Lord, I will be tossed to the furnace.
如果我不想被丢在烈火的窑中，我就不能为主而活。
If I don't want to be thrown to the furnace, then I cannot live for the Lord.
但是但你的三个朋友对王说了。
But the three friends of Daniel said,
他说我们相信了，我们的神会拯救我们的。
We believe our God will save us.
但是就急或不然的话，
Even if it's not,
绝不侍奉你的。
We will not serve you.
所以这些人啊，他们在主的面前，他们相信神是不会撇下他们的。
They believe that God will never forsake them.
神不会丢弃他们的。
God will never leave them.
因为他们绝对不侍奉巴比伦王的。
So they will not serve King Nebuchadnezzar.
就是像那个火窑也不侍奉你的。
Even though they were thrown to the furnace, they will not serve the king.
这个叫做满心相信。
That is called to be fully persuaded.
所以他们就被丢到火窑里面去。
So they were tossed to the furnace.
丢到火窑里面去的时候呢，这个王就看了以后呢，发现呢，那火窑里面有四个人呢。
After they were tossed to the furnace, and when the king looked, and then they see the fourth person.
丢下去三个人。
They tossed in three people.
但是里面有四个人。
But there was a fourth people, the first person.
那这四个人是谁呢？
What is the first person?
这四个人就是神自己。
That is God himself.
神就下到那个火窑里面去了。
God is in the furnace with them.
因为神说，我从不撇下你，我也不丢弃你的。
Because God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
这是我们最大的一个确据啊。
That is our greatest assurance.
如果我们肯带着这个确据来地上生活的时候，
With such assurance to live on earth,
我们可以为主而活。
We can live for the Lord.
我们不怕任何的难处。
Okay, we will not have fear of any difficulties.
因为神已经告诉我们了，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你的。
Because God has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
就是要下火窑。
Even though I will be tossed to the furnace,
我绝不侍奉你。
I will not serve the king Nebuchadnezzar.
这个是在地上荣耀神的一件事。
That is to glorify God.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上，我们这么微小的人，我们常常觉得我能为神做什么呢？
And people like us such low, and we all ought to think, and what I can do for God?
神这么伟大，我这么渺小，我能够为神做什么事情呢？
He's so great, I am so low. What I can do for him?
但是我们可以做一件事。
But one thing we can do.
我们站在火窑的面前说，我绝不侍奉巴比伦王。
And before we stand at the furnace, we say we will not serve the king of Babylonia.
这个你能够荣耀神的。
Then you will glorify God.
这是我们每一个人都能做的事情。
All us can do this.
今天我们每一个人在地上，我们都有一个权利。
We have a power on earth.
在一个权利，就是能够在那个火窑的面前，我们向这个世界王说，我绝不侍奉你。
This power can enable us to declare before the furnace, I will never serve you.
如果我们能够在这个面前这样说的话，
If we can say so,
那是因为我们相信神绝不会撇下我的。
Then and we believe God will never forsake us.
这三个人他们是相信神不会撇下他们的。
These three people, they are fully persuaded God will never forsake them.
他们相信神永远不会丢弃他们的。
They believe God will never leave them.
所以他们敢下那个火窑啊。
So that they dare to go to that furnace.
今天如果我们不相信这个的话
，If we don't believe this,
不是满心相信这件事情
，If we're not be fully not fully persuaded.
你没有办法在火窑的面前说，我绝不侍奉你。
Before the furnace, you are there's no way for you to say, I will not serve you, the king of Babylon.
所以每一个人，我们都有这样的机会。
We have such chance.
虽然我们是一个很渺小的人。
Even though we are so low.
微不足道的人。
We are so low.
但是这个微不足道、这个渺小软弱的人，能够荣耀神。
But this powerless.Person can glorify God.
就有一天要站在那个火窑的面前，跟那个世界王的说，我绝不侍奉你。
One day we will stand before the furnace. We will say to the king of the world, I will never serve you.
但是我们需要里面有一个确据。
We need assurance within us.
神总不撇弃我们。
God will never forsake us.
永远不离弃我们。
He will never leave us.
所以这个第三篇信息也是对在一起看的。
This two third message we can put them together.
我们如何能够没有产业过一个为神而活的一个生活呢？
How can we live a life for the Lord and with no inheritance?
我们心里面需要有这四个确据。
We need to have these four assurances.
一个人的心中没有这四个确据，不能为神而活的。
If we don't have these four assurances, we cannot live for the Lord.
我们有这个为神而活的知识和道理，但是行不出来的。
We have the knowledge and doctrine of live for the Lord, but we cannot act it out.
在那个火窑面前行不出来的。
And we cannot do it before the furnace.
因此我们需要有这个四个确据。
We need to have these four assurances.
神的爱永远不能够与我隔绝。
God's love will never be separated.
无论是生是死。
No life nor death.
是天使，是有权势的，有能力的。
Nor angel, nor principalities, nor power.
无论是现在的事，或者是将来的事。
Nor things in present, nor things to come.
无论是低处的，或高处的，或其他受造之物，都不能让神的爱与我隔绝。
Nor death, nor height, nor other creatures will never.Will, okay, nothing will separate us from the love of God.
在地上我们是会遇到难处的。
We will have afflictions on earth.
每一个难处都是我能够忍受的。
And then in each affliction, we're able to overcome.
神不会让我遭受一件事我是不能忍受的。
God will not put a thing that I cannot bear.
总要为我开一条出路，让我们能够忍受得住的。
He will make a way for us to escape that we can bear.
因此不怕任何的困难。
There is nothing can separate us.
在地上，我相信许多事情我都不能做。
I believe I cannot do many things.
但是在神凡事都能的。
But in God all things are possible.
因此我的盼望在这个耕种的人身上。
So my hope is on the farmer.
不在田地的身上。
Not on the field.
最后，我相信神永远不会丢弃我的。
Lastly, I believe God will never leave me.
因此我绝对不侍奉这世界上的王。
I will never serve the king of the world.
因此我能够在地上为神而活。
Thus I can.Live for the Lord.
我们需要把这四个确据放在我们的心里面。
We need to put these four assurances to our heart.
而且满心的相信。
And then be fully persuaded.
因此我们就能够在地上为神而活。
Then we can live for the Lord on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这是在夏令会里面神告诉我们的。
And this is what the summer conference message tells us.
这是现在在地上的圣徒所需要的。
This is what the saints on earth need.
我们不但知道需要，我们知道我们这些道理。
Not only we need to know those doctrine,
我们需要在心里面来接受
and we need to accept in our hearts.
但是我们不能够只是仅仅的相信
We're just not be persuaded.
仅仅相信是不够的
Only believe is not enough.
站在那个烈火的窑的面前呢，那仅仅的相信是不够的
When we before the furnace, you just believe it's not enough.
站在那个烈火的窑的面前，你是需要有个满心的相信的
When we be put before before the furnace, we have to be fully persuaded.
你要相信神的信实的。
You have to believe that God is faithful.
要相信神的能力的。
He's able to.
你要相信神的应许的。
His promises.
你要相信他的爱不会与你隔绝的。
And then He will never separate you from His love.
你要相信这个火窑你是可以出来的。
And then you know you will be tossed in the furnace. He can put you out.
在人不能做的事情，神都能做的。
In man, it's impossible, but in God, all things are possible.
最重要的是，神永远不会撇弃你，也不会丢弃你的。
And most important is God will never leave you nor forsake you.
只有在这样满心相信的情况之下，我们能够做一个利未人。
Only be fully persuaded like this, and we can be a Levite.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要到神面前来多祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to pray harder before the Lord.
我们要为弟兄姊妹多祷告。
We need to pray for brothers and sisters.
为福音朋友多祷告。
Pray for gospel friends.
让这个相信都变成满心相信。
And then let this belief to be fully persuaded.
让当这个相信都变成满心相信的时候。
When this being persuaded to be fully persuaded.
神的那个心。在我们身上才能够成就、
啊、And God's will be accomplished.
像我们做一个基督徒才有意思啊。
Then as a Christian, our life is meaningful.
我们如果只是相信，做一个相信的基督徒，那个生活呢，是充满很多的难处的。
If we just be a believer, our life will be full of difficulties.
但是我们要做一个满心相信的基督徒啊，那个生活是非常荣耀的。
To be a Christian, be fully persuaded, our life will be glorious.
所以我们必须要多祷告。
We have to pray harder.
多为圣徒祷告。
And pray for saints.
因为这件事情只有从祷告里面才能够成就。
And this can be fulfilled in prayers.
无论我们有多少的教导，都不能让一个人满心相信的。
And no matter how many doctrines, sermons you listen, they will not let you be fully persuaded.
这个满心相信是从遇见神来的。
To be fully persuaded is start with to meet God.
这个遇见神是透过圣徒的祷告来的。
To meet God is through our prayers.
因此求主加强我们这个祷告的负担。
And then may God give the burden of prayers to our hearts.
为众圣徒来祷告。
And then we pray for all saints.
为有难处的弟兄姊妹来祷告。
For brothers and sisters who's in difficulty.
为有难处的福音朋友来祷告。
For gospel friends who has trouble.
让神能够遇见我们。
Let God meet us.
让我们每一个人都能够满心的相信。
So that we all be fully persuaded.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们实在谢谢你，把这些宝贵的话语赐给我们。
To give us such precious words.
让我们知道，在地上，你的心意是要让我们做一个利未人。
So that we know your heart desires to let us to be a Levite.
我们感谢你把这样的一个心意摆在我们中间。
We thank you to put such a desire heart to us.
我们也感谢你，你也把这个路摆在我们面前。
Thank you, you give us a way.
让我们知道如何能够这样答应你的呼召。
So that we know how to respond to your call.
如何能够终身的侍奉你。
And to serve you forever.
如何能够来为主而活。
And to live for you.
主啊，我们何等羡慕这些话。
Oh, how we admire those words.
我们也羡慕那些可以活在这些话语中间的那些见证人。
And then we admire those witnesses who live in such faith.
因此，我们的祷告是让我们今天在我们中间有许多的弟兄姊妹能够为这些话语来做见证。
So that we pray that many brothers and sisters will be rise up to be witnesses for your word.
见证这些话语都是真实的。
And to witness that all your words are true.
当我们面临这个试探的时候。
When there is temptation.
我们面临这个难处的时候
When there is affliction,
我们站在这个火窑的面前的时候
Before the furnace,
我们里面能够有这样的信心
We have such belief,
我们能够对这个世界的王说
We can say to the king of the world,
我绝不侍奉你
I will never serve you.
主啊我们求你把这样的负担摆在弟兄姊妹当中
Lord, give such burden among us,
兴起这样的弟兴姊妹
来 Rise up brothers and sisters,
兴起这样的福音朋友来
Rise up such
把这样的一个确据种在我们的里面
Plant this assurance to our hearts.
把这个种子种在这个田地的当中
Plant the seeds in the field.
让这个田地有一天能够结出果实来
The field will bear fruit.
主啊我们求你真是让我们有一个渴慕的心
Let us have a longing heart.
让我们里面羡慕能够在我们人生的里面为主做这个见证
We long for to be testimony of the Lord.
虽然我们人是微小的人
Even though we are low.
是非常软弱的人
We are weak.
但是我们却能够有一个机会，有一天能够站在这个世界的王面前说：“我绝不侍奉你。”
give us a chance one day before the king of the world will say, we'll never
serve you. 你呼召每一个人。
Call each one of us.
在你面前说，主啊，我要为你做这个见证。
And then to answer your call, say, Lord, I want to be a witness for you.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.